Well, very pleased to be joined in studio now by Bill Roberts, the president of the Ravenwood Music Festival. Bill, it is an absolute pleasure to be speaking with you today. Thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Darryl. I'm excited to be here.
Well, and you're here today. I asked you to come in to talk about the Ravenwood Music Festival, which is coming up very quickly. It's going to come up in July, and it's already midway through April.
I know. Just off air, we were talking about how fast everything just goes and how time is just flying. I can't believe it. Yeah, July 11th, July 12th, coming up real quick.
Well, give us a little overview of what bands can expect at this year's Ravenwood Music Festival.
Well, we're an all-ages festival, and we are a very, very relaxed festival. So what that means is when you come to our festival on July 11th and 12th, you don't have to run in when you get to the gate. You come in, you show your ticket. We scan your ticket. It's a digital ticket. Come in, bring your chair in, bring your blanket in, sit down, relax, and enjoy 2 days of great music. We are 100% Canadian festival, so we like to keep all of our acts from Western Canada, and 80% of the acts on the bill this year are local. And that's important to us to promote local music as well. We want to give all those artists an opportunity, some which people may have heard of, some which maybe you haven't, but it's an opportunity to come and learn about them and hear just some great music. And, you know, it's an atmosphere, as I said, for the family. We have food trucks. We have a family fun zone for the kids. We have an artist zone where local artists come and show all of their work. So it's an artist market. We actually even had a small tattoo truck there last year, which we're looking at coming this year. So many people actually used that truck. It was amazing just to get a tiny little tattoo. And we didn't expect that to happen. It was just something new. And, of course, for the adults, we have a beer tent, which is supplied by all local breweries out in the Strathcona County area.
Well, all of that is fantastic to hear. And you mentioned the artists. Of course, everybody's there for the music.
They sure are.
The lineup this year is fantastic. I mean, we got acts like Shred Kelly, the Prairie States, just to name a couple of the headliners. Can you talk about the acts this year that are coming?
Yeah, we're excited. One of the reasons we've got the Prairie States headlining on Saturday night is after our last festival in 2024, which is our biggest one yet, we put a poll out to our attendees and just say, hey, who would you like to see be at the Ravenwood Music Festival? And the Prairie States name kept coming up over and over and over. So we made the decision, well, everybody wants them, so let's bring them in. So that's why we have the Prairie States on Saturday night. And of course, they just won another Alberta Country Music Award, which is exciting as well. And yeah, Shred Kelly has been at our festival before. They're out of Fernie, BC, and they're amazing. They've got a great following, kind of a pop folk band. Tim, their lead singer, is an amazing banjo player as well. And the other one that's really exciting for us this year is we try to have one cover band each year, and we've got Ahead by a Century on Friday night. So if you're a Tragically Hip fan, which I'm a huge Tragically Hip fan, it's very hard to find a Tragically Hip cover band that really does the band justice, because Gord Downey was such a fantastic singer. We all miss him. And to find a band that actually does it justice, well, Ahead by a Century local are absolutely amazing. They've been selling shows out all over the Edmonton, Calgary area, and we're excited that we've got them on Friday night. Again, and has mentioned, local acts all through Friday, local acts all through Saturday. Dahlia Wakefield will be joining us, Mallory Chipman, Celtic Rock, a Celtic band that does rock music but brings in the bagpipes, almost like a Dropkick Murphys kind of thing, but not as heavy as that.
Well, I'll certainly look forward to hearing all of those acts for sure. And it seems like this festival just keeps getting bigger and bigger every year. How important is this festival to the community as a whole and just to keep doing?
Well, it's hugely important to our community. And one of the reasons we formed the Music Society of Strathcona County, which is incorporated nonprofit under the Alberta Societies Act, we actually are 100% volunteer driven. We have no paid staff that put this festival together. And we do it for our community specifically because we had music festivals all around us. There's Beaumont, Edmonton, you know, Pigeon Lake, all great, great festivals. But we didn't have anything that was right in our community, right in the center of our community. And so that's why we decided to form this organization, actually formed back in 2018. And yeah, it's growing. As I said, 2024 was our best year yet in regards to ticket sales and the amount of people that came out. We were just involved with a trade fair in Strathcona County this past weekend, and it was amazing how many people came and now know about us. Where normally, in the past few years, we would be explaining to everybody what it was. But this year, it was people coming to us, oh yeah, I've been to Ravenwood, love it, I'm going to be back this year. And our ticket pre-sales, for your listeners, have really ramped up. Probably our best pre-sale we've ever had for tickets as well for the festival for this year, for 2025. So tickets are starting to move.
Well, and just before I let you go here, Bill, I did notice that there is a contest running on your website. I don't know if you're allowed to talk about that just yet, but are you able to share something with us here?
Well, I'll tell my board after this interview airs that, hey, I'll let everybody know that the contest is happening. So I'll do this really quick. I know we're short on time, but starting May 1st, we will be doing a letter writing campaign for those aged 18 and under. We're giving away a custom-built guitar, which is built by one of our volunteers on our board who builds guitars, and he actually got this kit from Solo Guitars out of Ontario, and they're sponsoring our festival. And what we're doing with this guitar is giving it away to a young musician who wants to continue guitar lessons, or, you know, just maybe even starting to learn to play, but they're really, really focused on wanting to learn, but they don't have the means to buy their own guitar. Maybe they don't have the means to rent a guitar, whether, you know, it's financial issues with family or whatever the case might be. We want to be able to help somebody out. We did this in 2024. It was amazing. A young lady we ended up giving the guitar away to. So this year we have a brand new one. So starting May 1st, we'll have a letter writing campaign. More information will go up on our website, which is ravenwoodexperience.com soon. And we want the kids to write in, and we want somebody to have an opportunity to continue a career in music, or maybe just starting to learn guitar as well, and give them that opportunity that maybe they wouldn't have otherwise.
Well, that's a fantastic initiative, Bill. And I'm sure a lot of kids are going to be wanting that guitar, and a lot of people in general. And just looking forward to not only the contest, but the Ravenwood Music Festival again this year, which is going to be a fantastic time. So, Bill, thank you so much for coming in and sharing a bit of this festival. It's going to come up quicker than we think.
You bet. Oh. Yeah, thanks so much for having me in, Daryl.